December job losses worse than expected.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, welcome to the Morning Open. I'm Bill Radke. The government reported this morning another 85,000 jobs went away in December. That's a lot more than was predicted. The official unemployment rate, that didn't budge, still an even 10%. I'll talk with an economist in just a moment. First, let's see how the market's reacting. Where's Wall Street? Not a huge sell-off. The S&P 500 and the NASDAQ are down about a quarter of a percent. The Dow is off 33 points at 10,573. European stocks had been higher before the unemployment news here. They've turned mixed. Asian stocks rose more than half a percent earlier today. Now, the big story this morning, job losses were worse than expected last month, but the government's December unemployment rate stood still at 10%. How to feel about this? Let's talk with Chief Economist Mark Zandi at MoodysEconomy.com, joining us live from outside Philadelphia. Good morning.
Good morning.
So economists were expecting maybe a few thousand job losses. What is your reaction to 85,000 jobs gone?
Disappointing. I had expected a job loss, but not this large. Now, it's a bit overstated. It was very cold December, and that clearly affected construction payrolls. But nonetheless, it's clear that businesses aren't hiring yet, and until they do, the coast isn't clear.
Well, Mark, the good news in here was that the government revised the November number to show the first payroll increase since the recession started. Does that remind us not to take this morning's number too seriously yet?
Well, it is good news, and it does remind us that the job market is moving in the right direction. We're clearly in a better place today than we were a year ago. The layoffs, the very aggressive layoffs, are abating, but we need to see hiring, and we haven't seen that yet, and hopefully we do over the next few months.
The other well-known number is the official unemployment rate. That stayed right at 10%, just a dash better than expected. What does it say?
Well, if you consider all the unemployed and all the underemployed, 26 million Americans are really having a tough time, and that's way too high. So that's a problem. And moreover, the number would be even higher if not for the fact that people are stepping out of the workforce because they know they can't find a job. So the 10% unemployment rate really does belie the problems in the labor market. Still difficult times.
What do you predict for the rest of the year?
Further increases in unemployment. I think the job market is going to improve in the sense that we're going to get some job creation as we make our way into the spring, particularly when the census starts to hire. But I don't think we're going to get enough job growth to bring down unemployment until this time next year. And I do think it's important that policymakers provide more temporary help to the job market.
Mark Zandi, Chief Economist at MoodysEconomy.com. Thank you.
Thank you.
America's governors are making their State of the State addresses this month, and the news isn't good. A new study by the Nelson A. Rockefeller Institute of Government finds state tax revenues fell last year by record amounts. As Marketplace's Brett Neely tells us, Arizona is one of the states getting creative about raising money.
The state of Arizona is selling some of its best assets, but it doesn't want to call this a sale. Alan Ecker is a state spokesman.
Yeah, it's really a financial mechanism, what it is.
The state is selling buildings to investors to raise $735 million to plug the budget deficit.
Buildings like the legislative buildings, the House and Senate, the state capitol executive tower.
These are buildings the state will always need. That's why investors are interested. Arizona will pay them to lease the buildings back for 20 years. It's a tried-and-true financial tactic for cash-strapped companies, but not as common for states. Scott Pattison runs the National Association of State Budget Officers. He says low tax revenues and more social spending means many states won't be out of the woods for a while.
So we're looking at another 18 months, perhaps 2 years, of very difficult fiscal times for states.
And he says more states may be tempted to mortgage their buildings like Arizona has done. I'm Brett Neely for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Progressive Insurance, helping people shop for car insurance at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. And by Thomson Reuters, a source of intelligent information to businesses and professionals around the world. Thomson Reuters, knowledge to act.
NBC may be looking at canceling Jay Leno's show. That's the rumor, anyway. Last night, Leno had some fighting words for his bosses.
If we did get canceled, it would give us time to maybe do some traveling. That would be wonderful, man.
In fact, I understand Fox is beautiful this time.
It really is.
As Marketplace's Jennifer Collins reports, just as in comedy, this move is all about delivery.
The delivery of an audience to the evening news. Basically, it's Leno's job, just like all the shows in the 10 p.m. slot, to get their viewers to stay tuned for the local news at 11. Problem is, Leno hasn't been doing that. Bill Carroll is with Katz Television Group.
You're looking at Jay Leno doing probably, in some cases, half of what the previous occupant of the time period was doing.
And Carroll says for some stations, the 11 o'clock news brings in 15 or 20% of their ad revenue.
It's also for them a pride in that it's the one thing that identifies the station.
So with the affiliates griping, the latest reports are Leno may soon be sent right back to where he came from, 11:30 p.m., pushing current Tonight Show host Conan O'Brien even later into the night. I'm Jennifer Collins for Marketplace.
And finally, here's the entire week in business in 60 seconds. This is the Marketplace Minute. Consumer Electronics Show held in Vegas. People go to see stuff that in a year or so will all seem quaint and painfully slow. But now they're new, so prices jump and smart books surge and netbooks slump. Today your lap, tomorrow the dump. You have a desktop? Man, you chump. You're still using Apple's iPhone? Google's Nexus One is my phone. High-def TV? Listen, sweetie, call me Speedy. I've got 3D. Avatar on my new TV? Talking 6D. Yes, indeedy. Orange is freezing, East Coast sneezing, unemployment easing. I'm just teasing. Over at NBC, let's see, Jay Leno's flailing, Conan's failing. I suppose they could switch, but Conan would complain. Airports doing full-body scans, airlines throwing up their hands because showing scans of ladies and mans could change the public's traveling plans. Chris Dodd's admitting he's going to be quitting, I mean retiring. My minute's expiring. Watch this on the web for free at marketplace.org. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.